Another conversation we're having today, one we seem to be having quite frequently, actually, one that's been going on for months and years. Alberta looking for ways to retain and attract doctors. That includes a new incentive that could see some docs receive between $24,000 and $40,000 in additional funding, though it's based on how many patients they take in, which, given the struggles to attract doctors to rural area, seems like maybe the province is shooting themselves in the foot, which then might not get treated if they're in rural Alberta because of the doctor shortage. Anyway, to talk about this and more, Dr. Paul Parks, president of the Alberta Medical Association, is on the line. Always a pleasure having you on, Paul.
Always good to be back.
So let's talk about this incentive, this panel incentive that the province has put forward that doesn't seem like it's on a level playing field for a lot of physicians and certainly in the rural areas.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit nuanced for sure. There's a couple pieces there. It's a stabilization funding, which we kind of argued pretty hard that we need to keep our docs out there, the docs we have currently right now, so they can help pay the bills, keep their clinic running, keep their offices open, and actually keep working. And so we did negotiate with the government for a while. This was the money we announced in December with that. There was the Fed money coming, the $100 million. And we had a lot of back and forth. And I think, have to talk to the government and the minister, but I think their hope was to try to incent positions that have larger panels and get panels to grow. But unfortunately, I should start by saying it's absolutely a positive, and it was desperately needed money that this was stabilized. But how there was some arbitrary cutoffs, and for example, panels under 500 didn't get included, and so those physicians, for the many reasons they might not have a larger panel this time, didn't get the stabilization funding. And as you mentioned, definitely the rural communities where the docs are working in the long-term care facilities, the hospitals, the emergency departments, and doing their offices, their panels are not as big as the urban panels, and it did penalize them a little bit as well. So some growing pains and some lessons learned in this stabilization funding for sure.
Yeah, certainly a good news, unfortunate news sort of thing. Two steps forward, one step back is kind of what it feels like at times when we talk about the initiatives that the province has taken. But hopefully the lessons are learned, because we know what we're all competing. Every province is competing to attract new physicians. We heard this week Manitoba is competing. They're taking what they call an all-in approach to try and recruit 100 new doctors. How does their all-in approach compare to ours in trying to bring new folks here?
Well, they're definitely leading the way, I'll tell you that. They're definitely setting the bar pretty high, because I think they're doing the right thing as well. I'll tell you that across the globe, trying to get skilled physicians it's really truly a really tough market out there. There just aren't physicians out there. And so, and in Canada, across Canada, it's a huge competition. And so BC set the bar really high. They jumped in. So, this funding model is to stabilize our family practices. But in addition, we put on the minister's desk a new funding model that is a longitudinal comprehensive type model for family medicine. And we're really hoping to get an announcement on that any day that we're going to move forward with it, because in addition to Manitoba saying, hey, we are going to do everything to bring in 100 new physicians, they've also really increased the funding to family medicine specialists, and they've really basically implemented a new funding model that's extremely attractive. And then so has BC, so has Saskatchewan. So we got some catching up to do in Alberta in an unbelievably tough labor market for healthcare workers.
Yeah, but then, if you move to Manitoba, you have to probably move to Winnipeg. And, that's a disincentive, isn't it? I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I don't want to wait. I don't want to make any enemies out there. But I will say that Alberta is beautiful, and we got to make it the place people want to be coming to now, right?
So. Indeed. I know when we last talked as well, we were talking about how there were some clinics that were on the precipice, that a lot of these family practices were, 3-6 months out from, basically having to turn off the lights and shut the curtains. How are we doing on that front? Have you heard of some of these clinics closing, or are folks still holding on to see how these funding initiatives play out?
So a bit of both. Unfortunately, I've absolutely been informed of and heard of clinics that have closed and ones that have not renewed their lease, and physicians that are looking to do other type of care or leave the province. And we can't afford that. We have to stop that bleeding. And so I do think that this stabilization money that we got out on April 4th in a collaborative, quick way with the government, which is a very strong positive, I think that's going to help help many clinics and many physicians. I am hearing back now since the pay went that that stabilization funding went out, that it has helped some offices to stay open and keep practicing. But the kicker there is they all need the new funding model. It's not enough to just do a one-time payment. That's not enough. They need to be able to transition into a new funding model that they know going forward, years forward now, there's going to be a model where it'll incent them to be able to take care of complex patients from the cradle to the grave and do what we know Albertans need in terms of that family medicine specialty, longitudinal type care. And so that's why I say, like, we need, having met recently with the minister and if the premier in their office is listening, like, we need this, you know, ASAP, as soon as we can, to get that new funding model out so we can keep the docs we have, but also be able to recruit new physicians into Alberta, because seriously, that is something we desperately need.
Well, I'm curious, because obviously you've talked about how confident you are with the relationship that you have with the new health minister, that it's night and day compared to how things were with Tyler Chandro. I also understand that you had a chance to chat with the premier at a recent AMA forum, if I'm not mistaken. Just kind of curious how that conversation went.
Yeah, incorrect. I think that's a big kudos to the premier. This is the first time a sitting premier has ever come to the AMA representative forum. So it was, it was an olive branch of saying, hey, like, we do respect the profession and the physicians, and we want to work with you. And it was very collegial. And I do want to actually say, so lots more listeners can hear that even at that at our rep forum discussing the new funding model and discussing stabilizing family medicine, that the premier, expressly stated that this is something she knows is a top priority and wants to get done in weeks. And this was a couple weeks ago. So it was very positive to have her there. And it was, it was well received that she took the time to come. And like I said, the fact that she articulated that she fully understands how primary care family medicine specialists are the foundation of our healthcare system, and we got to do something to really move forward and evolve here, that was an absolute positive as well. So now we just need to do the last step of finally announcing that model and getting moving on it. So.